you have an album coming out the next day, the last thing you want to hear is one of your members has swine flu. But that's exactly what happened to the Backstreet Boys.
Unfortunately, I was diagnosed with the swine flu.
A day before their seventh studio album, This Is Us, hit store shelves, Brian Littrell was diagnosed with the H1N1 virus. He's on the mend, and it's yet another chapter in the ping-pong career of a vocal group that's seen its share of ups and downs.
Who's the best player? You think you are, I hear.
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
But as we discovered while they were recording, Littrell, Nick Carter, Howie Duro, and A.J. McLean are still fiercely competitive.
We can't always please every critic. You're going to have some that are more into rock music that shouldn't be probably critiquing us, you know, coming to our shows.
But you know, a guilty pleasure, guilty pleasure is to listen and fall in love with the Backstreet Boys songs.
They've sold more than 100 million albums worldwide as Balladeers, but the new CD delivers a batch of club-ready dance tunes.
You guys still have the moves?
Well, that's why I was.
Let's see them. Come on.
The four have also sidestepped some personal obstacles. McLean's rehab, Carter's family issues, the premature birth of Doro's baby, and Littrell's son being diagnosed with Kawasaki syndrome.
Yeah, we've been through a lot, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Through it all, the Backstreet Boys have become the Backstreet Men.
You guys have been around for 16 years. I can't believe it's been that long since the Backstreet Boys have been together.
It's been great. It's a great run, and we can't wait to do another 16 and more.
You really going to get out there and give the Stones a run for their money?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
You know, we would be the Pop Stones if you want us to be.
32 years together.
Denise Kwan, CNN, Hollywood.